Yeah, you don't hear that too often.
No.
Half the generations were good.
It's the Emmys.
Yeah, well. If history was Abram's grandson, which is what we said, then...
Another fetish.
There's about a four-generation gap.
Okay. Avram married Keturah.
Right.
And then you had from Keturah...
We said Midian, then we said Yisrael.
Right, so according to...
it's him and Yaakov were first cousins.
According to the Chumash, there was a Chanoich in between.
Right.
There's another generation. But the Rabbeinu Bechai says 10 generations. Asara Darin.
So how do we understand that Midian was such a mortal enemy in the Midbar?
Unbelievable, right? So we need to figure out this week. Pinchas, that's the connection to Pinchas. As it says, Pinchas wanted to kill a man for cohabiting with the Midianites when his father did the same thing because he was married to Yisro's daughter, and Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. So he turned to them in the psalm and went, oh, hello. Nasati loy brisi shalom. Something tells me that we're missing the Pashut Pshat. The whole story is.
What's the Shorash of the enmity?
Sororis and Midianim, ki Sorori came with them.
Yeah, but why? If they came from the other people.
Okay.
Just like Esau.
Unlike you, I can only think about one thing at a time. I have to say, I don't mean it myself, but the Shiur about Shabbos are. Very Yisoidistic, I don't think. I mean, what I'm saying is it's a chiddush in the sense that if I look around in hundreds of swarm, I don't find anybody talking about these things. On the other hand, it's Pashut Pshat. Maybe it was so Pashut that I didn't have to speak about. Okay. I want to really share something Gevaldik here. I think, as a session. We are in Shar Beis Perek Yud Aleph. Parak Yud, rather. At the end of Parak Yud, Nefesh HaChaim brings the very important Yesoid, Kabbalistic Yesoid. And I say Kabbalistic, meaning it's all over the Zohar. V'hu ma'orer b'koloi d'lasata es ha'kol ha'elyon kol ha'gadol ha'yadua b'Zohar. So the concept, we have a new concept here that we started talking about last week, of Kol Gadol, which is called the Kol Elyon. And what it means, simply, if there's anything simple about it, is that every time we emit a coil, that coil goes up to the Shemayim, and Kenegdoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emits a coil from the Shemayim. And Agalgo Choseres. So, this Kol Gadol is an important concept. Kamashu Kosa Bekama Mekoymes B'Zayar, as it's written many places in the Zayar. Itzlusa Salka Lam Shacha Birkan Mi Umka Dekala V'Hu Akol Gadol. The power of Tefillah goes beyond the Pashut Pshat, is that you ask and you shall receive. But the Kol of Tefillah is ma'orer a koil elyon, and the koil elyon doesn't just help you, it changes the world. That koil elyon changes the world. Kol gadol. V'hu ha-kol gadol k'mo shekasav ha-kol kol Yaakov. Twice. Kol kol Yaakov. Yaakov has a kol, Hashem has a kol. Shevo kol tefillah ha-adam, according to the koil of a tefillah of a person, mis'orer lu'umasai ha-kol kol elyon. It's Ma'ir a high coil. Lochen Darshu Chazal al Pasik, Nitna Alai Bekoila al Kainsina Siha. They have given me their coil, and that's why I hate them. So the Gemara says, who do you hate? Amru Zashliach Sibur Sheinah Hagu. So it says, Ruchai Veloshin, let's talk about a chazan that we all hate. Rasulaymar She'ein Nimsa. Remember when I was still in Buffalo, you know, the old Gishmaki European Jews. That the survivors of the Holocaust, they weren't always so gishmak. I mean, they didn't always act so gishmak. They went through a lot, but I remember one person was davening for the Talmud, and it was really beautiful. And one of the men, old men, came over to my shtender, and he says, why is Hashem punishing us today? Strafterums. What those Yidden knew instinctively was to hate a Shliach Tzibur that's davening with his ego. His ego.
Oh.
He's davening Lishma Kola, as opposed to he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then your Kol Yaakov, it has to be two Kolos. Zashikosav Nidna Lai B'Kolo Levad Hashem Nasan Kolo Lif Mechelo Luzois Avshikoro Chazal Sinin Atfila Avoidah Shebelev In Kolzeh Igmura Mikroi Dechana Shetzerach Sheyachtech Lisvos. Now, I just want to say a few things here, which are, I hope I'm saying them in a clear order, but very, very important, Yisoidus, about the Kol Elyon, and then we'll go further. First of all, what's important to understand is what the Mefarshei HaZohar all explain, that Kol is different than Dibur. It's Kol, there's Dibur. A Kol, and it's very hard for me to explain scientifically what it means. But let's just say this, what we all understand ourselves, is that when a person speaks, there's two parts to it. There is the air which is coming from your body and creating sound, and then the gift that Hashem gave us of being which animals don't have so good, to be able to articulate that into understandable words. Like, so we're taking the coil is the sound that comes out of it, and if you talk about a person probably who's a soprano or a tenor or an alto or something like that, like you, all those things, right? So that's the coil. That's a coil. The actual words that you're saying, the articulation of the words, that's already dibur. Chituch ha'isiyos in the lashon of the Mefarshei HaZohar. I mean, like the Arizal and the Ramak. So we have to be machalic between those two pieces. And the part, Hakol Kol Yaakov, is, as Lev Shachaim really says, is not really about the dibur, because you could have a Shliach Tzibur saying all the right things. And yet, it's not creating a Kol Elyon from Shamayim. Uh-huh. Because it has to be, because the Kol has to do with the Neshama. In other words, let's put it this way. But he says further and later, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, three parts of a person. The Nefesh is already carved to the Maisim that I do. I put on tzitzis, I wear tefillin, I think the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midyais. Ruach is Dibur, Ruach Memalala. And Neshama, Ruach Neshama, has to do with that coil. It's coming from the coil. So Lishmoya is the standard example. Lishmoya, Kol Shofar, right? Kol Shofar. The idea of Kol Shofar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created us, breathed into our nostrils a ruach mimalala, nefesh chaya, and he breathed that neshama, yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, he breathed that into ourselves, and when we blow the shofar, we're taking the coil from the deepest place of that neshama, and we're giving it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat, and that's the kavono of tzkiyah shofar.
Is this just by Yidden?
There's different madregas, but we've mastered. We have a different type of a neshama. So since we have a different type of neshama, we have a different type of coil. But the coil comes from the neshama.
Mamalala is dibur.
Dibur, but mamalala is always translated as dibur, but it's ruach mamalala. So it ends up in dibur mamalel, right?
That is the nature
we're talking about 2 weeks ago with davening without
So that's dibur without coil. There's a coil talking about coil.
Yeah,
sort of.
You have no.
We were saying that
the Mylev is
doing.
Oh, so let me get there. That's an important thing. I just want to say that I once heard from Soloveitchik, all of a shalom. I once heard that the whole Elul we're giving tzedakah and we're in Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Rosh Hashanah and we're doing all kinds of things and we do so many different things to try to get in Hashem's good favor to have a good year. And the whole thing ends with a tekiah gedola. And that tekiah gedola is not a, it's not the same tekiah, he said, as the Rosh Hashanah tekiah. It's a different kind of tekiah gedola that, like, I'm exasperated. I've done everything that I can do to get close to you. Now I'm going to the deepest part of myself and I'm just giving it out. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm giving out this call. And those who are sensitive to it, by the end of Yom Kippur, we bow, we say, we pop, we do all kinds of things. But that call, the call that comes out by the tekiah gedola. And that's, by the way, the soid, he said that. He wasn't ostensibly a mekubal, but if you look in the Kabbalah form, the pshat in tekiah gedola of all the tekiahs is to get bimamshich, the neshama of the v'yipach v'ap of nishmas chayim. We're blowing it back. That's the nishmas chayim comes from, and that's why it has to go ad shi yotza nishmas chayim, like until you have no more nishimasa, until you have no more breath. It's the kol. Okay, so the kol is the deeper part. I want to give Mashi Kibalti Mirabai, so I just want to give you a few examples of kol because I think it helps understand the whole Torah. First of all, Linyoneinu in the parshas that we're reading, the Meraglim. So everybody thinks that the reason why we didn't go into Eretz Yisrael of the Meraglim is because they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. They should have learned from Miriam not to speak Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say that wasn't the essential pasuk. The main pasuk was Batisa Kola Eda Vayitnu Es Koilam, that after the Meraglim came back, Batisa Koleda Vitnu es Koilam, Vayivku Ha'am Balaila Hahu. And Rashi and Chazal famously say it was the Bechia. Atem Bechisem Bechia Shochinam. Now you're going to be Poicha Bechia Shomamish, Ani Koivea Lochem Bechia Shomamish. So it starts off. The problem is with this bechia. The bechia, a bechia, bechi, kol bechi. Bechia is an example of an inarticulate kol. Bechia is not dibur. When a person cries, it's not talking, and it's not kvetching. A cry comes from the deepest place within us. Sometimes not only can we not articulate why we're crying, but you can't even talk while you're crying. If you're crying, you're crying. And in Western culture, lamatim, you know, for males to cry. But the crying is really accessing the deepest part of the neshama. What happens is that the way the body works is that the neshama can cry, but then it gets filtered through the ruach and through the nefesh, and by the time we lipvasize it, the bechia, it becomes an articulation of words, and we lost that bechia. That's whereas a baby, let's say, doesn't have the ability to process his feelings, it just cries. If a person is in a highly emotional state, either a lot of tzar or a lot of simcha, so there is a bechia. And the bechia is a articulation of the neshama, like a kol shofar. It's like a kol shofar. A bechia is like a kol shofar. It's a bechia, which is a kol, which is skipping the process of ruach and nefesh. Are you with me on this? That's what a bechia is. So a bechia is sharei demois loy ninhalu. If a person davens bebechi, impossible that your tefillah should not enter into the deepest places and the holiest places because it's coming straight from the neshama. The neshama goes straight to the neshama. Or in our language, the kol tachton, which is the bechia, is oila to the kol elyon. Now, what happens when these people come back from Eretz Yisrael and they're boiche? Atisa, kol oida, they cried, everybody cried. Who's the Eidah? The Eidah is them. Batisa kol ha'Eidah. Vayitnu es koilam. Vayitnu eskoilim. What an important pasuk. Vayitnu eskoilim. Vayivku ha'am balailahu. That was a big, huge cry in the desert about Eretz Yisrael. Oysa hayoim tishabav hayim. The cheshbon. The cheshbon was that, by the, that if you count the days backwards, there are 40 days that they were in Eretz Yisrael. You can go back to the Mishkan, which is an Aleph Nisan. If you go back to the whole thing, it was exactly Erev Tisha B'Av, and which is interesting because when they came back, what should have happened was Yalla Rabbeisai, fantastic place, lumber gang. But that's what should have happened. Tisha B'Av should have been the day that we Yom Hatzmaut. It should have been Tisha B'Av. Some people say it is. But I mean, that would have been that would have been the most gewaldige day, Tisha B'Av. Ironic that also, like, if you go back, Shivasar B'Tammuz was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down with the Torah instead he found an ego. So Shivasar B'Tammuz should have been the Yoim Matan Torah, and Tisha B'Av should have been the Yoim Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael and everything.
That's why it'll be a Lilim.
Yeah, Kara Lilimai. So the thing is like this, that what does it mean? They're supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Valdik, everybody's all set to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're packed, ready to go. Mistalik ha'anon at that point, we're going straight into Eretz Yisrael. Makara b'chia. Instead of going into Eretz Yisrael, instead of coming back with the good news, they and there was so much good news to say, Lachum zimras ha'aretz, I'll speak about that, zimras ha'aretz. What they cook beautiful grapes, beautiful fruit. Who doesn't want to move to Eretz Yisrael? You want to stay in the Midbar. The Teretz is, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to stay in the Midbar. They didn't want to have that artsy, that Gashmi is like. They didn't want the Kol Tachtein. So what happened was, they took their neshamas were crying, but it was a Bechiyah Shochinam. The neshamas crying because it doesn't want to be, come down to be Yorid La'aretz. That's why the neshama, that's a b'chiyah shochinam, because that is the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the neshama should be yored la'aretz. And we should do mitzvahs. We should worship Hashem b'nefesh, b'ruach, the neshama. Neshama was their neshamas. These were good neshamas. These were kulam ha'noshim, roshei b'nei Yisrael ha'imah. These were tzaddikim. They dafka sent in tzaddikim to Eretz Yisrael. But the tzaddikim, because they were tzaddikim, could not connect to the Zimras Ha'aretz, to plowing and to planting and to wars and to the things that we have to go through here in Eretz Yisrael, to an agricultural land. They were, you know, tzaddikim. So they couldn't connect to everything that's involved with having a country. And since they couldn't connect to it, Vayivku, Vayisa es Koilam, Vayivku is a Bechiyah Shochim. So this is what we have to understand here. When one is Mala Akol, you have to be very careful. The Gemara says you shouldn't be mitzar your wife too much. Because women cry easier than men. And if women cry, you don't know what that's going to do in Shemayim. Dimasa mitzuya. Shari demais. Even though it makes no damn sense. It doesn't, what are you crying about? What are you doing? It doesn't make any difference. The dima, hazayir b'dima v'rina yiksar. So that's the koyach of b'chiyah. You have to be careful with the koyach of b'chiyah. So what we have over here is that this is the important thing, that the b'nei Yisrael cried a b'chiyah shochinam, meaning your neshama does not want to attach to the aretz. We don't want to land, but we like it up here. We're in business class, first class. We like, you're going to hover around, going to hover around the airport all day because I like my first class. Or you're going to land. And get real, get to work. You know, so they're hovering around, they don't want it. It wasn't an oinish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you're all going to die in the Midbar, and you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. It was a kol elyon that was responding to a kol tachton. The kol tachton was bechia. Now you've detached. You've just detached your bechia. It's a consequence. You've just detached your neshama from your nefesh and your ruach. So you're a mace. You have no shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. You have no kesher to Eretz Yisrael, because the whole kesher to Eretz Yisrael is being be able to be makasher the gashmis and the ruchnis, the shemayim and the aretz. Yeah, understand this. It's so boring. I just want to review something that I said here on Shabbos. I think Friday night, just so important. When the Meraglim went in to Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu took Hoshea bin Nun and he called him Yoshua. So Rashi says, Yah Yoshiacha Meatzas Meraglim. That was why he added a yud to his name. Where do you get the yud? Sarah. Very important. You got the yud from Sarah. Sarai, the yud complained. I'll give them to Yeshua. Where'd the hay come from? Eidus be Yehosef some way. Yosef's name was supposed to be Yehosef. He lost the hay. Keeps on going. The musical chairs of the Oisius of the Torah. All very, very important. We'll learn about it. But Yah Yoshiach HaMeatzas Meraglim. So the Mepharshim asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Yah Yoshiach HaMeatzas Meraglim? Hashem Yoshiach Adonai Yoshiach Hashem Yisbarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter. Like there's so many. What's up with the lashon of Yah Yud Hey? So I explain that the pshat in Yud Hey is because the Gemara says that the Gemara says in Yoma that Kibiyah Hashem Sur Olamim, that Hashem created the world with a Yud and with a Hey, the Yud standing for Olam Haba and the Hey standing for Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh Doim Elach Sadra looks like a Hey. Olam Haba is Yichud, which looks like a Yud. What does it mean, Kibukha Hashem Sur Olam? It's the combination of the Yud and the Hey. The combination of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, of Ruchnius and Gashmius. That's what has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he told he told Yoshua like this: keep in mind the yud and the hey, the olam hazeh, olam haba have to come together. There has to be a mizug. They have to homogenize, and when they homogenize, yoshiacho, that should save you. That machshava, putting a mamish in your name. What's your name? He's going to a new country, right? What's your name? Yahushua. So every time he says his name, he should be reminded that we're not part of the Atzos Meraglim. What was the Atzos Meraglim? No, we must keep the Gashmius and the Ruchnius separate. Because the situation, I don't want to say anything negative, I'm just giving an example, but the matzav of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar was like the best koil in history, you know? Like everything was supported. You know, the unknown, our clothes were washed, everything was good, and we sat there in Torah. You know, it was just a beautiful thing. Who wants to give that up? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make the world for that. For that, he could have just made Malachim. He didn't make the world for that. So the world has a hate to it. Kibukah, Hashem, Tzor Elam, and there's a Yud, and there's a Hey. Yah, Yoshiach, Meatzas Meraglim, we need to complete the circle. So now this, the Atzas Meraglim, did not want to do that. They didn't want to complete the circle. So Vayivku. Vayivku is an exact representation of the dichotomy between the Yud and the Hay. It's a deep thing. Exactly. And the consequence of that was Bechiel Adairus. They're going to die in the Midbar, they're not going to Eretz Yisrael for 40 years, but Bechiel Adairus means the Bayis Rishon, the Gemara says the Bayis Sheni. Everything happens on Tisha B'Av. Oysa, Halayla, Tisha B'Av, Haya. Everything bad happens on Tisha B'Av. So the reason was because on Tisha B'Av, look, think for a minute. What does it mean to the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Simplest level. What does it mean? It means you're separating the Shemayim from the Aretz, no? Here there's the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash and the Aretz and your Shalayim Yerach Kodesh. And you're by being machriv the Beis HaMikdash, so now you've just separated the Shemayim and the Aretz. That's and the most pashut of shot. That's what it means. So that is exactly the Bechiyah of the Meraglim. The Chorban Beis HaMikdash is exactly the Bechiyah of the Dramas. So what happens here is you have a kol katan or a kol tachtain being ma'orer or a kol elyain, and what's the tikkun? The tikkun is to bring the Torah down to earth. Mitzvahs. Eretz Yisrael, Lani Yisdaiki. all mitzvahs meisius, trumos, meisrus, tzitzis, so the mitzvahs meisius bring the Torah down to earth, be a mensch. Because somebody can be otherworldly, and he can blame it on the fact, well, he's like, it's a hibble mensch, you know, he's like not part of this world, so don't take him so seriously. Who should we take seriously if not a hibble mensch? Who should we take seriously? So the answer is like those midos, is the midos here in this world. So that, what do you want to say, Chaim? So you're anxious.
If Chias Amina got us in trouble, what's the opposite of a Chias Amina? Thankfulness?
Abachia of tefillah. Abachia of thankfulness. See, here's another example of we were standing by the Yam Suf and Vayizaku b'nei Yisrael. Another lashon of koil without dibur. Because even in Bnei Yisrael, it says Kodesh Baruch Hu Shama Zakosam. They weren't davening mincha. It was a koil without dibur. It was not articulate to anybody but Hashem. Vayishma Hashem es Zakosam. He heard the anocha. What's an anocha? Vayayonchu Bnei Yisrael. Groan. Got to be so careful, by the way. You know, the Shem Tov says something like, with a krechts, you could either make your world or you could destroy your world. The Gemara says, "Gedola anocha shemeshaberes is called kula shalodam anocha." It's a favorite Jewish thing to do. Why? But why? Why? Because it's a kol of the neshama. But you have to be so careful. It's a kol of the neshama. That's why Jews do this and Italians don't. It's a different kind of neshama that can give an anocha. But if it's a bechiya shel chinam, shever is called kol gufo shel adam. Like you have a person giving a krechts, and you find, I think the Baal Shem Tov points out, you find steers in the Gemara between where anocha is good and yogurt and anocha. Hosim remenu yogurt anocha is bad. But anocha is a very deep coil. When we're standing by the Yamsuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop davening. Daber, El Bnei Yisrael. Use your words. Daber El Bnei Yisrael Vayisau. I want earth. I want Dibur. I don't want coal. I want Dibur. I want traveling. I want Lamaisa Tachlis. Get moving. Do you know, you see, do you ever hear, like a big theory in psychology today about the 5-second rule? The 5-second rule is, I'm not sure if I agree with it or not, but it's good sometimes. The 5-second rule is that if you want to do something, like I said last week, you know, let's say you really feel like you should do exercise. Right. Take a nap, it goes away. That was why. It works. It works every time. But what happens here is that your neshama kihilu or your intuition or whatever is correct about you knows what to do, the right thing, but then it goes to your brain, and your brain is wired to protect you from pain, from grief, from things you don't want to do. That's what we created our brain to protect us from doing things that hurt. Now here you have a situation where, okay, it'll hurt, no pain, no gain, but on the long term it's good. So the brain is telling me, don't do it, just don't do it, don't do it. Bad for your knees. Don't do it. Right? You're tired. You have no time. You have better things to do. Right? That's what your brain is telling you. Your insides are telling you, exercise. What happens? Snooze. Right? You're not going to do it. Why? Because your brain gets in the way of your neshama. So here's a case of a coil. And the 5-second rule is when you get an instinct and you know it's good, don't let 5 seconds go by. So you do something because apparently scientifically it takes 5 seconds for your brain to kick in and say no. This is true of everything. You see, if I'm asking somebody for tzedakah, you know, to build our building here, so you know, I'd like you to give $50,000 to the building. Stop thinking about it. Why'd you think about it? It's the end of the story. What do you think? Well, what kind of mishugah is going to give away $50,000? But if it could be by somebody. And that's the Eitz Tov. That's the neshama. That's a good thing. So lama titzak alai. Sometimes you want to use the goof. Can I go till 10, by the way? I'm just we started. Is that all right? Somebody has to leave. But on the lama titzak alai, you need the gashus. But there's this chiluk between kol and dibur. So sometimes Hashem wants the dibur daber el bnei Yisrael. Okay, so there has to be a bechia is a form of a kol without a dibur. A bechia shalchinam is the worst thing, an unreasonable krechts. A bechia of tzvila is a good thing. Sometimes it's good to daven, and sometimes it's good to do. Al titzak elai. Don't scream at me, Hashem says. I want to do something. Talk. Use your words. So, one second. Let me. I'm sorry, just because I want to get through this point. Just wanted to give you another important muscle before I want to get back to the Meraglim, because this is mamish the sugya of kol gadol, kol tachton, and kol elyon. It's mamish the sugya, so it's so important. But here's a gemara. Here's a thought. That the gemara says like this. Who wrote the Gemara Bava Basra? Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? So, as it says, Vayamos Moshe, Moshe died. Vayifku kol bnei Yisrael. What did Moshe write? Was he lying? Was he envisioning, like people do, about what's my funeral going to feel look like? You know, people are very worried about that. But is that what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing? It can't be. Zos HaTorah, or some Moshe, the Bnei Yisrael. This was the Torah. It was the full Torah. So the Gemara gives two terutz. And Machlek is in the Gemara. Gemara gives two terutz. And one terutz is that Yoshua wrote it. The last eight psukim were written by Yoshua. Shver answer, because it doesn't answer anything. If Yoshua wrote it, then it's not part of the Torah. It's part of Sefer Yoshua. It's not part of not the Chamisha Chumshit Torah. So I think Rabbi Kiva asks and Rabbi Yeshua, they say Yeshua read Ella. What then is the pshat? Kol Torah Kula. Hashem Amar. Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar. Hashem dictated. Moshe Amar. And Moshe repeated it. Vikasa. And he wrote it down. On the last day, psukim of the Torah, Hashem Amar. Moshe Kosev Bedema. Moshe wrote it with tears. Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. What's the answer? Did he write it or did he not write it? Okay, of course he wrote it with tears. He's writing about his death. He's writing about that he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. He's writing about, of course he wrote it with tears, but did he write it? How could he write something which is not true? And the answer is, to answer your question, Chaim, it was a bechia. It doesn't say Moshe Amar V'kasav. Moshe Bacha V'kasav B'dema. It was a bechia. In this, when a person is boche, without involving their goof and their nefesh, so that's a mace. When Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Vayamos Moshe, he was telling the truth. It's a very deep thing. Vayamos Moshe. I could write Vayamos Moshe. Why? Because I'm crying. When I'm crying, this is coming not from my... It's not coming like everything else through my dibur vayidaber Moshe al bnei Yisrael. It's not even coming from my ruach like a tefillah. This is coming mamash kol bechi. And a kol bechi, it's like a mace, because a mace has a neshama without a goof and a nefesh. That's bediyuk a mace. What's a mace? The neshama doesn't die. Tzadik shavad l'dorei avad. But it separates from goof and nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely separated from his goof and his nefesh. He in fact wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael, where one has to be mischaber. He wanted to be mischaber, but he wasn't mischaber, so it was kosher for Moshe Rabbeinu to write Vayamos Moshe, Isho Lekim. It's Gevaldik Shat, I think.
Golos Adibur. What is Golos Adibur comes to what we're talking about?
Golos
Adibur. What is it?
I give up. Explain.
I don't know, because the Yerushalmi writes about it.
Yeah.
And Putnam writes about it.
Yeah, that's the big RL concept of Golos Adibur. Let me
So maybe we let's finish that bechir.
Huh? Let us finish the bechir.
Let's finish that bechir and try to speak to Lodz in that bechir. Continue to live for whatever moments of life.
Moments. But, I mean, basically, what he was experiencing when he was writing that was Yetzias HaMashiach.
So how did he point to the Torah then to...
Seder, he was alive, but he was already detached. He was, you see, like in Pirkei Avos, it says, Ben Chamesh Lamikro, Ben Shmoneh Esrei Lechuppah, Ben Meya, Avar Ubatol Min Olam. So it doesn't mean like, you know, so in Yiddish they say, Oivar Batol. Avar Ubatol Min Olam. It doesn't refer to senility, it refers, I've become otherworldly. There comes Avar Ubatol Min Olam. I've become detached. I'm not in a regular person. And that's what we've seen. People have seen Gedolim that were Ben Meya. It was like, okay, they lived in this world for 100 years. Now they're living in this world, but like, it's almost like some kind of a malach or something. It's not
like when he went up to Shemayim.
Yeah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was. This is, by the way, what the pshat. And I mean, just to go back to the basics of this, when they came to Har Sinai, by Yaros HaKolos. This was the Kol Elyon, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef. It was a Kol Adulei Pasa, the Targum says. They heard that this was the Kol Elyon that they were hearing, connected the Kol Tachten. So let me just tell you one more thing, because I want to get this. It says in Shir HaShir, Shlomo HaMelech is speaking poetically, Rashi says, about are the Geula and coming into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, Kihine astav avar, ageshem chalach halachlai. The autumn is over, and the rain season is gone. Hanitzanim niru ba'aretz, eis hazamer higia. It's the time of spring. Hanitzanim niru ba'aretz, eis hazamer higia. It's the time of zamir. Now remember the Baraglin. That took Zimrois Haaretz. So Zemer is a very interesting word, no? Because Zemer means a niggin, Zemer, and Zemer also means when you prune a tree, a Zmoira is the thing that you prune. What's a Zamir? Kol HaZamir was a Eis HaZamir Higia. Eis HaZamir Higia. It's Rashi, beautifully. Eis hazamir higia, shehaoifois, noisnin zemer v'kol oirev l'holchei drachim. Here we're going into Eretz Yisrael, and we're being serenaded by the birds, the beautiful singing of the birds. And that happens, eis hazamir. What's the connection between zamir and zmoira, between zemer and zimra? What's the connection? It's important that Balatanya explains that not about this, but something else, that Zmirois is a coil which comes from the Neshama. You know, like in the Hasidic world, particularly in the Chabad world, they never put words to Zmiris, very seldom put words to Zmiris, and certainly not on Shabbos, because the words are become a dibur, and it's supposed to be just a coil. Right? So the idea is the coil. Right, it's coil. Okay, so let's leave the zamir because that's interesting. Anitzanim niru ba'aretz eis hazamir higiyat v'kol hator. Kol hator nishma ba'aretzenu. We know this pasuk, right? It's a nigget. Kol hator nishma ba'aretzenu. Right? So what's kol hator nishma ba'aretzenu? What does it mean, first of all? The voice of the turtle dove, nice word for a pigeon, Nishma Baritzena. I hear this every morning when I wake up. Oh, interesting sound. You know, I'm going to have to get up, wake up, hear the sounds on my neighbor's roof, and think about the sound, Kol Hator Nishma Baritzena. Derech Ha'ofos Lios Mishayrim Umetzachim B'mei Nisan. Meaning, okay, it's what Rashi is explaining is that the Geula as it will come, is a new spring. And the birds are chirping, and there's Holchei Drachim, and people go out of their house. Says the Vomagon, Shir HaShirim. This is the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon wrote a sefer called Kol HaTorah. It's called Kol HaTorah about the Gula. So says the Vilna Gaon, let's get the exact lashon here. Kol HaTorah. Omar Kantor talks about a turtle dove. Mipnei sheyesh la beis koilos, as Rabbi Yitzchok imitated perfectly in the room. Do that again for us. There's two koilos there. Echod lemalo ve'echod lemato. Echod lemalo, echod lemato. Shehu neged beis geulos el yoinu v'tachtoinu. Because the kol hatar nishma baritzenu is the gula lamalo and the gula lamalo and the gula lamato. The kol hatar is its two sentences. The turtle dove is zoicha to sing the song of the gula. To sing the song of the gula is a high voice and a low voice. Kol tachtoin, kol elyon, as he explains. Is able to do two voices, one after the other. Ein zer chadash rus parsha beis tur da yavet train koilot kechad achadi lo v'chad tito. Kein hu be Yisrael shamru nasa v'nishma. Same thing is true of Klal Yisrael. Nasa v'nishma. Nasa is the world of Asiya. And Nishma is the world of Lamala. So it's Gaval to Gaval. There's two things. So let me just answer Philip's question. The Meraglim, Kol Hatar, the Meraglim were never called Meraglim in Parsha Shlach. What are they called? Torim. Kol Hatar, the Zayar says in the Gemara later, Zu Moshe Hu Hatayar Hagadol. The big tourist. They went in Lasur with the Kol Hatar. Kol Hatar. But they came back as Meraglim. They weren't sent to spies. They were sent Lirois as Gedulas Aretz. That was the whole. So you understand what it is? The Kol Hatar Nishma Bartzenu was exactly what the Kavana of the Meraglim was, but it was an aborted mission. Because they turned into from they went to Meraglim. So what happened was there was a Bechiya Shelchinam. So the Bechiya Shelchinam is Bidiuk, this idea of a kol tachtoin, which is the kol of the neshama, which is Bechinam. And the consequence is Bechiya Lutars. Okay.